Members of the UN Security Council are considering evidence against Iraq provided by the United States and trying to decide what to do. Secretary of State Colin Powell made a lengthy presentation before the Council yesterday of newly declassified intelligence information. He said it shows that Iraq has and is continuing to develop weapons of mass destruction. The United States, backed by Britain, is urging the Security Council to enforce the UN's authority, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Secretary of State Powell used satellite photos, recordings of what he said were conversations by Iraqi officials, and information from what were, for the most part, unnamed human sources to make the United States' case against Saddam Hussein. Powell said the information shows an ongoing pattern of deceit, lies, and deliberate obstruction of UN weapons inspections. He accused Iraq of hiding documents on its weapons capability in the homes of scientists and government officials, and he asked this irate question.
Tell me, answer me. Are the inspectors to search the house of every government official, every Ba'ath Party member, and every scientist in the country to find the truth, to get the information they need to satisfy the demands of our council?
UN Security Council Resolution 1441, approved unanimously in November, gives Iraq a final chance to disarm peacefully. Powell said it's clear that Iraq has failed to seize the opportunity and is closer to the day when it will face serious consequences. Iraq's ambassador to the UN, Mohammed al-Duri, addressed the council after all 15 member nations had spoken. He accused the United States of fabricating the intelligence information, and he added this comment.
Programs for weapons of mass destructions are not like an aspirin pill, easily hidden. They require huge production facilities. Such things cannot be concealed. Inspectors have crisscrossed all of Iraq and have found none of that.
The inspectors themselves have been working in Iraq for just over 2 months, and they say they need more time to determine the truth about Iraq's activities. The challenge for the United States and Britain will be to convince the rest of the Security Council that more time will change nothing. But in the immediate aftermath of Powell's presentation, there was resistance. Permanent Council members Russia, France, and China stuck to their positions that the inspectors should get more time. Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin spoke for France.
We believe that in the resolution 1441, we have the capability of asking more to Iraq. We think that if it is necessary to double or triple the number of inspectors, we might do it.
Any decision that the Council makes will be influenced by how much Council members believe U.S. intelligence and the conclusions that Washington has drawn from the data. Speaking through an interpreter, Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov said the evidence presented by Powell will have to be studied carefully.
Experts in our countries must immediately get down to analyzing it and drawing the appropriate conclusions from it.
Comments by the foreign ministers of Spain and Bulgaria were more in line with the U.S. position, but the strongest support for the U.S. came from its old ally Britain, expressed by Foreign Secretary Jack Straw.
Time is now very short. This council will have further reports from the inspectors on Friday week, the 14th of February. If non-cooperation continues, this council must meet its responsibilities.
Responsibilities in this debate means going to war. Washington continues to hold out the threat that if the UN fails to act, then the U.S. and sympathetic countries will act without the United Nations. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.